As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
Happy Thanksgiving week to all of you listeners and viewers of What the Football Podcast. Susie and Amy back with you, and we dragged this guy back into the picture.
Why
because,
not?
Well, you know, we figured we moved Andrew Whitworth to next week, and he was local and he was cheap. So we asked Rich to come back. And
Cheap and local.
I thought it was just a Thanksgiving week edition
of
What the Football family. And we attempted to get Rob, your husband, involved.
Yeah, that ain't
Amy
happening.
Trask, and he flatly rejected the opportunity.
He did. He said you'd have to drag me in.
Actually, there were some F-bombs involved.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
I mean, I can say what he said, but then, you know, Don will have to bleep it.
That's okay.
Fuck no.
Amy, you swear every week, though. I mean, that's the thing that people don't realize, is that you have a filthy mouth.
I do.
For a very sweet little person.
I do.
The letters of the show is WTF for
good
a
point.
Reason.
That is a good point.
That was the whole reason to call it What the Football, because
right.
we wanted to have a WTF as in the acronym in the headline.
Look at you looking at an acronym in
Look
our opening
me.
Segment.
We wanted to make people feel comfortable with the idea of saying whatever you wanted to say on this show, and I think they've been very comfortable so far.
Well, you've got in golf terms, what's to my left and what's to your left and your right, Susie, for those who are watching on our YouTube channel, you can see it. But for those who are listening to What the Football, when you play golf and you want to play better and you start drinking on the course, it's called swing oil.
Yeah.
It looks like there's some swing oil right here. Is this Prosecco you have right here?
Raise your hand if you have never, ever in your life golfed. That would be me.
Oh, wow.
Never, ever?
Ever, well, I mean, mini golf when I was a kid, but I have never, ever, ever played grown-up golf, but I do enjoy a sip.
Swing oil, okay.
Yeah.
Well, Susie and I used to play golf together, but we stopped because she got angry at me when she couldn't hit the golf ball to her liking.
Fault. Okay.
Like, she would swing, it wouldn't go very well off the tee,
and
then as
fault.
Soon as she had finished swinging with her follow-through, she would find me on the tee box and just give me a look like, what was that?
Well,
like, I spoke in her backswing, or it was my fault that she could not connect with the golf ball to her liking. It was my fault.
Of course it was. When Rob and I were dating, we played a game of Monopoly, and I was really, really beating him.
Yes.
And he looked at me with those little eyes of his and that little smile and said, if you loan me some of your Monopoly money, we can keep playing.
Mm.
So I gave him some of my money, my Monopoly money, and we kept playing. And then he circled the board and kicked my ass. And I said to him, if you give me some of your money, we can keep playing. And he wouldn't do it. And that was over 40 years ago. And we have never played Monopoly
what
since.
What an ass. Really?
We have never played Monopoly since. I will never play Monopoly with him again.
WTF.
That's
See, now,
what
if
I would
he was
say,
here, if he was here.
He could defend himself.
Yes, but now.
But he didn't show up. So we're just going to trash him for the next 45 minutes.
Too
and
bad.
Drink. That's
Too
like
bad.
when I played tennis with my friends on Fridays, the Friday AM tennis ladies. We play, you know, first to five.
When you say that, it sounds like it's the Golden Girls.
It does. We have a hat that says Friday AM tennis.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ladies.
Didn't mean to interrupt.
But what I would say is we'll play first to 10. And then I'm like, first to 25. If you lose at 10, but you win at 25, does it negate the situation? I do this with Cooper, too.
I think it does.
Because oftentimes we play tennis. We will get to football at some point. We play tennis, and Cooper's so good.
Yeah.
Taylor and I will be on the other side. we'll play first to 20. Then I'm like, no, 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 first to 30, first to 50. And these dumbasses don't realize I'm just tricking them into playing longer.
Yeah. Oh, but if they're listening to this podcast, now they know.
Yeah, maybe they do. Never know.
They never only know. Do if, like, it's Jason Kelsey and it's on the Today Show and it's talking about Taylor Swift. And that's when our oldest actually gets involved, Amy.
Yeah, because Kelsey came on the show on Monday and started talking about it.
You know, I listened to you.
And you know, the show went viral. We became Kelsey Swift adjacent. It was a good Monday on the show.
You know why else it was a good Monday?
No.
Because Cal beat Stanford on Saturday.
Look at you.
Look at my sweatshirt.
I just need Michigan to beat Ohio State one more time.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
For anyone who can't see.
One more time.
I am wearing my Beast Mode Cal sweatshirt.
There you
go. Cal drove 98 yards to win that game. That's 3,528 inches to win.
But no one's counting, right? Except for you.
Good to know.
Crazy lunatic.
Cheers. Congratulations.
Cheers. Rich, you were at the Harbaugh last
night. I was.
We record this on a Tuesday, so I can say last night.
Go for it.
And obviously, we know that one Harbaugh is defeating the other three straight.
Three straight.
What were your impressions watching the game last night?
My impressions watching the game were once J.K. Dobbins went out and the run game for the Chargers wasn't as reliable, and then the Ravens started to put their stamp on things in a way that the Chargers defensively have not allowed significantly. They've now given up two games in a row of 30 points. You know, one would think the Bengals was the team that was lighting them up, and then comes the Ravens, back-to-back games like that. And the Chargers are in a position right now at 7-4 that I feel, in a way, it's funny, when you take a look at a team like the Broncos, who are 7-5, I feel more confident in what I'm seeing out of them right now. Instead of the four quarters I just saw from the Chargers on Monday night, and the Chargers are 7-4. The Chargers have some significant, this is why it was such a big game last night, is who both teams are playing in the coming weeks. So the Chargers, if they had won that, to go 8-3 into a stretch where they're facing Atlanta in Atlanta next week, and then they're following up by a visit to Kansas City after that, and then comes the games against Denver, including one that finishes the season. So the Chargers have a very difficult stretch. The Ravens, had they lost last night, they would have taken a two-game losing streak into their home date with the Eagles. That win last night for them to go into Los Angeles, absorb a 10-0 deficit right away, and come back and win that game, and not only win it, but with their brand of football, which is a lot of running, and put up over 200 yards of rushing yards on the Chargers. First time a Jim Harbaugh coach team had ever given up two centuries worth of rushing yards in a single game. That makes the Ravens feel really good about themselves going into this final stretch of a game at home against the Eagles, then a bye week, and then they come out and they visit a Giants team that has yet to win at home, and that kicks off a stretch of three games that only four teams play this year. The four teams on Christmas play a Sunday, a Saturday, into a Wednesday. And the Ravens are one of those four teams, and they're taking on the Giants before visiting Pittsburgh, before having Pittsburgh come to them, and then they go to Houston before finishing up with Cleveland. This is a playoff team, and the Ravens, I think, took a large step to making themselves a playoff team this year, and the Chargers are kind of iffy as a playoff team right now, even though they're 7-4 because of who they're playing next.
We should talk about a bunch of 7-4 teams in a minute. And it also makes me think about the MVP race and about Saquon Barkley. We'll get to that as well. But, you know, one thing that sticks out to me, and Amy and I were talking about this before in the green room, is players that players will play for. It's a lot of playing.
Yes.
And Lamar is one of those players. And every time you hear a post-game interview with other players, all they say is, every time Lamar's in the field, we have a chance. And there are a few players that I can think of right now in the NFL that teammates want to play for more than Lamar. What are your thoughts on that?
there are guys who step on the field and the defense goes, oh, shit, and the fans go, oh, shit, and you get them off the field and you breathe a sigh of relief. Lamar's one of them. Josh Allen's another one of them. Saquon Barkley is absolutely one of them. I saw
Patrick
that.
Mahomes.
Mahomes is, without a doubt, one of them. Seeing Saquon on Sunday night, because we went, Coop and I and Jack, our nephew, went to the game Sunday night. And I was going against Saquon Barkley in not one, but two fantasy leagues.
Ruh-roh.
So I was in the position of a Rams fan. When Saquon came on the field, it was, oh, shit. And when he was leaving the field, it was like, where's he going? Why isn't he staying on the field? Because every time he touched it, it was at least a 5-yard gain on the ground. And any time that Hurts dropped back to pass, Saquon would leak out, and he would be there as an outlet. There was one time where they had a beautifully designed screen. He would get every time he's on the field, anything can happen. And I think players like to play with those guys and for them. And there was a great NFL Films moment from Sunday night that I saw on my Instagram feed on Monday, which was A.J. Brown, who had a touchdown in the game and 100 yards receiving in the game. Because when Saquon wasn't performing the way that he was doing, Hurts was doing it with his legs or with his arm to A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown called him not just the best running back in the world, but the best player in the world. And Saquon said, well, there's still time for that.
Well, you know? And I was moved by the comments I read that Saquon made after the game, where he was being lauded for his performance. And the first thing he did was credit all his teammates and say, I understand I'm getting credit, but the credit belongs to every single person on that field. And I won't go into it in detail here, but if you're interested, you should look him up because, and I'm not talking to you guys, but to the listeners and viewers, he credited all his teammates and he did it in a way that I thought was just magnificent and goes to explain why everyone wants to help him be his best.
Yeah. And players love those guys. And that said, you know, Saquon is the MVP of the NFL.
And if I were John Mara, my brain would be exploding.
It's just amazing to me why in this league you look at a running back spot and you're saying, we're not going to go above 12, 13, 14 million. We're not going to go to 16 for the running back. But you'll go to 30, 35 for the wide receiver. They're both ball dependent, but one of them can just receive the ball in their belly straight from the snap. And the other one has got to get open and coverage might dictate whether they get the ball. Why wouldn't you want to pay the guy who's standing right next to the quarterback to just receive it in their gut? You know, and
he's
understand.
Also going
to
block, by the way.
We've had this conversation myriad times because every time Marshall Faulk comes on this, and we have the same conversation of why the running back is continually devalued.
Not by me.
Not by you. Not by me. Not by any running back who knows what it takes to run the ball.
For business owners like you, the American Express Business Platinum Card works just as hard as you do to help you pursue your passions. With its world-class business and travel benefits, you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. The Amex Business Platinum Card offers a flexible spending limit that adapts with your business, enabling you to flex and adapt as your business evolves. And you'll earn 5 times membership rewards points on flights and prepaid hotels booked on AmexTravel.com, so that going that extra mile for your business is even more rewarding. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Not all purchases will be approved. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/AmexBusiness. Let's talk Sleep Number, people. There's a reason why Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Because in the NFL, there's no margin for error. One mistake can change the outcome of a game, and science proves quality sleep can help boost reaction time, recovery time, and overall athletic performance. Imagine what it can do for you. I know about it. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers of different, but it really does make the difference. We can adjust our side of the bed the way that we want and get the perfect quality sleep that we need to be more ourselves in work, around the kids. It's awesome. Get ready and get yourself to a Sleep Number store. If you're in the market for a new bed, you should stop at a Sleep Number store, and why not? It's awesome. Again, is a reason why it's the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Take it from me. You'll love Sleep Number.
But look at what a difference he's made and what a mess the Giants are this year. And the constant questioning of what's going to happen there, you know, letting their quarterback go, seeing just how effective the Eagles are with Saquon. The last touchdown was like a joke. It was like a romp in the park.
Well, the issue, again, it isn't so much as to what the mess the Giants are this year. I mean, they did find a kid in the draft out of Purdue named Tyrone Tracy Jr., who has performed well as a rookie and is exactly the type of late-round draft choice that a team like the Giants, who let or saw their running back walk, would go ahead and draft and say, we can win games with this kid. We can win games by having somebody making far less at the position with far less experience. That person can provide a spark. Isaiah Pacheco is a perfect example out of Rutgers as a seventh-round selection a couple of years ago. The big issue, again, is what happened two springs ago when whatever happened with Saquon and the Giants, they couldn't figure that out. They couldn't give Saquon or wouldn't give Saquon the amount of dollars that he wanted, and they wound up giving the contract to Daniel Jones, and now here we are.
And they have neither.
On a Sunday where Jones is cut and the team puts out Tommy Cutlets and he doesn't find Malik Nabers until the third quarter of the game. Doesn't even target him.
And then Malik has things to say about that
and
after
he says,
the game.
When I get the ball, when we're up 30, you know, they're up 30 to zip.
I don't
What's
blame
him
for saying that. And he's frustrated. And in that regard, too, is the one thing I will say about the Giants, just to finish the point of how then Saquon has a generationally memorable game in front of the whole country on Sunday night for a team that is now winner of 7 in a row, 9-2 overall in the Giants division. It's a bad look. It's a terrible look. But the one thing about Malik Nabers is when I sat down with Malik Nabers and Brian Daboll separately in Germany before the game against the Panthers in Munich, they both spoke well about each other. I mean, and the thing that Daboll said about Malik Nabers is that Nabers would draw up plays and call up the coach and say, we should add these plays to the playbook. And some of the plays that he asked to be added to the playbook were plays in which he was a decoy. So he and Daboll have a good relationship, or at least they did going into that game in Germany, in which Daniel Jones missed so many throws that I'm not surprised that they said we've had enough of them. But that game did end in overtime because Jones had a terrific fourth quarter, and the play that caused them to lose was Tracy fumbling the football. And all of that together has led to a dreadful Giants season and me thinking that Saquon is absolutely one of those players that everybody wants to play for because he's the MVP of the league. And just to finish that thought, Josh Allen's one of them. Lamar Jackson's one of them. Joe Burrow is one of them. Out West, I think Jaden Daniels has got the stuff to become one of them. Baker Mayfield, I think, is one of them. And obviously, you know, you take a look at what Tua has meant to the Dolphins and what he's done since coming back. You know, he has an opportunity to be one of them right now. And we'll see what happens, obviously, moving forward with all these
Well, a couple things in reaction to what you said. There's no guarantee that Saquon has the season he's having now if he's still with the Giants, because it's about more than just Saquon.
No question.
I never have undervalued the running back spot. Football is math. It's 11 on 11. And the better your running game is, the better your passing game is going to be, because your defense is going to have to stop the run and your passing game is just going to be better. So things aren't always mutually exclusive. I will say one thing about what John Mara did, and this is a compliment as sincere can be. This was a tough situation, and both the player and the team handled it very, very well. Daniel Jones was very gracious in his public comments when he was told he would be benched the rest of the season. He asked John Mara to release him, and John didn't have to do that, but he did because that's what the player wanted. So, look, criticism is heaped on players and teams all the time for how they handle things. I think in this situation, they all handled a bad situation pretty well. But you know what? Don't undervalue running backs. And by the way, I signed the checks, so I can tell you $3 million is a rounding error.
It is, though. And that's the point. It's just like when push comes to shove, we're seeing it. And we're also seeing right now the Detroit Lions have had a rushing touchdown in 25 straight games. They've got a two-headed monster in David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. The two-headed monster in Philadelphia resides in one body, mm-hmm. in Saquon Barkley, who has provided for a team.
He's a chimera?
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Very good.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nicely done, Susie. I think,
by the way, that's our drink word. Chimera. Yeah, okay. Cheers.
There you go.
Okay. Mm.
You're welcome.
By the way, while you're drinking, I will say that you mentioned Detroit, so I think it's important to note where Jared Goff went to college.
Indeed. And so, Cal, obviously. But the reason why, again, I bring it up is Saquon, what has he done for the Eagles that also makes him extremely valuable? Is that this team, way to beat them, is to make them grind it out, get in the red zone, falter, and you force them to get 3 points instead of seven. What Saquon does is he says, screw it. Red zone problems. I will run it through the red zone into the end zone from the middle of the field or from our territory. That's what I will do. Last year, when the Indianapolis Colts were in a do or die game against the Houston Texans, winner moves on, loser goes home. Who did they turn to in the final drive? Jonathan Taylor, mm-hmm. who they gave a hard time to in the first half of the season or first third of the season to get signed, and then they took him off the field on fourth down. They didn't get it. Everyone's like, why isn't Jonathan Taylor on the field? Josh Jacobs, former Raider, look what he's doing right now for the Green Bay Packers. He had three touchdowns in a game against San Francisco. So on and so forth and so on and so forth that when it comes down to it and you see Derrick Henry, what he has done now for the Baltimore Ravens and what he can do, and it takes the pressure off of the quarterback. What does it mean to give the running back an extra few million bucks when you're just going to be, oh, it's the wide receiver's time to be paid. Let's give him 30 to 35 million. Brandon Ayuk got 28 million bucks. Niners give him that. The question is, why won't another team give the running back 10 million, 12 million, 14 million when you know push comes to shove, it's going to be that guy.
And you know what?
When it all happens.
And imagine what it would be like if Derrick Henry were playing for the Cowboys right now.
And
would
they didn't even look at him.
Would we be saying Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat? Would we be questioning Jerry week in and week out?
Great question.
They'd be winning.
Well, TJ keeps pointing out when we bring this up on our show, on the daily, that the Cowboys offensive line isn't as good.
Well, and that's the same point with Saquon. Would he be as good still with the Giants as he is with the Eagles? Would Derek be as good with the Cowboys as he is with the Ravens?
Maybe
not. And
what's
so crazy, Aim, is that he doesn't even have Jason Kelce there opening up the holes for him. He's got a guy replacing Jason Kelce. I'm spacing on his name right now.
But be that as it may, the Cowboys wouldn't be 4-7. Dak might not have, could have been injured because he wouldn't maybe have the wear and tear for something to tear off his body.
Right.
And the pressure wouldn't have been on him this entire damn time. You're the 60 million guy. What's going on? It removes the pressure. It broadens the playbook out and it makes your team feel better. Like again, when Derrick Henry runs on the field for the Ravens,
what was that like when you saw him come out last night?
It was like, here he comes. Look out.
Let me tell you something. The quarterback has two best friends, the running game and the defense, because the better the running game, the easier the quarterback's job is, and the better the defense is, the less points the quarterback has to score.
I thought you were going to say the offensive line.
No, that as well. You're absolutely right. But
they have
a lot of friends. But best friends, running game. The better our running game, the easier my job. The fewer points we allow, the less I have to score.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light? like fixed or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. As many of you clearly know, I love going to watch football live. There's nothing like it, whether it's college football or professional football. There's nothing quite like the excitement of being in the stadium. And Game Time tickets and Game Time picks through Game Time is exactly your way and your gateway to getting the seat that you want and the experience that you'll never forget. Game Time Picks is a new curation feature that filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't waste a single second searching through thousands of tickets. The all-in pricing feature, that's my favorite. You get to see your total upfront, no surprise fees at checkout. With Game Time, you'll always get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork right out of buying tickets right now with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use my code of Eisen for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN. Boom, $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time.
You had two magnificent, to use Amy's word, running backs to watch in person.
Yeah.
Sunday night, Monday night.
It's great. It's cool.
Who was more impressive?
Saquon Barkley.
Well, of course. But why?
Again, everybody knows he's getting it. You know, I'm not that Derrick Henry is, you know, easily, you know, isn't easily spotted. Again, Ravens made it to the AFC Championship game last year. Last year, the Eagles were in the crapper. They got one and done by the Bucks, and everyone's wondering, is this the coach? Is it the coordinators? Is it the quarterback that you might have paid too soon? Is that what's going on? And they're losing their two leaders in Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox on the other side of the ball. Do they have anything right there in Philadelphia? And even with Saquon starting in Brazil with a 3-touchdown game, and then they blew week two against mm-hmm. the Falcons because one went off of Saquon's hands. It's truly one of the only mistakes he's made all year long. And they're 2-2 going into the bye. Even with Saquon performing in that way, they were a little bit up and down. They've won 7 in a row, and Saquon has done so many jaw-dropping, game-ending things that takes the pressure off of the coach, the coordinators, the quarterback, the line, everybody. And in Baltimore, Henry does mean a lot. He has been a significant contributor, but he hasn't changed the dynamic all that much. They have the same style and everything. Saquon's done it differently, and you stick it to your rival up the turnpike.
Well,
and you screw them up too.
It's like double scramble points because you're helping the Eagles. It's double scramble points. You're helping the Eagles and you're hurting a divisional rival. And to me, again, looking at this from the perspective of someone who worked for a team owner, that has got to grate on John Mara, that not only did you lose a player that you told your GM you didn't want to lose, you could have kept him for an amount of money that would be a rounding error, but you lost him to a divisional rival.
That's what I thought when this whole thing first went down. Why would that? This would be like losing like Gronk to the Jets back in the day. Like it would have been so, what are you talking about? You would never want your rival to take that away. And by the way, when you say double Scrabble points, you're speaking his language because nobody loves a board game more than Rich Eisen. Yeah.
Well, I have never played Monopoly again with my husband since over 40 years ago. I never will, but Scrabble's good.
Oh yeah, we can do that. I mean, Chimera on a triple word score would be fantastic. Drink.
That was impressive. Drink.
There you go.
I thought you weren't drinking today because you had an appointment after this.
That's all right. Screw it. Sorry.
It's
all good. It's all good.
I laughed at you.
You got one more thing for me?
What else are we talking about?
Oh, I do.
What do you got?
All right. What more changes? Look, Robert Saleh.
Yes.
Gone.
Oh, my God.
What's his face? Dennis Allen. Gone. Just call him What's-His-Face.
What's-His-Face.
Yeah. She hates him.
I'm drinking.
This is the
drink. Call it like a
drink. Golf oil or
What's-His-Face
like
is gone.
Amy, the more Amy sips at a tiny goblet of champagne, fantastic. The better she gets.
By the way. I can confirm What's-His-Face is gone.
Yes, What's-His-Face is gone. Yes. Who else is going to be gone? Or how many others? Look, if you don't want to name names, how many others?
I think, unfortunately, Doug Peterson is going to get got in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And I love that guy, man.
McCarthy?
I don't know. Today, Jerry said it wouldn't be crazy to not re-sign him. The issue with, let's just say, Brian Daboll.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. John Mara and those, and I think John Mara likes him a lot. And I think that there's reason to like him a lot. The issue is that it is why Tommy DeVito is up in the air about being named the starter on Thanksgiving. It was so non-competitive at home against the Bucks, and you don't want to be non-competitive at home, obviously.
Ever.
That said, the whole country wasn't watching.
Correct.
You want to talk about NFL beachfront property. There is the Super Bowl.
Thanksgiving and Christmas.
There are the playoff games and championship games, obviously. Christmas is, they're hoping, is new beachfront property for Netflix. But nothing is more beachfront property than the Dallas Cowboys spot.
True.
Of
the one that we went in 2009 and lost 24-7.
It's
that one.
That's where you, but you don't want to be like, if the Giants lay the egg that they laid at home against Tampa in that spot in Dallas, and they're completely non-competitive and the rest of the country is just like, come on, I don't want to talk to this asshole uncle of mine. I want to watch a football game that's keeping me compelled. And Giants fans are like, absolutely, totally livid over what is happening now. And then that happens. That's the way that a coach can get got. I don't think.
And they might be looking at Drew Lock because Tommy's saying he might be too sore to play on. Believe that he says that? Listen,
but
be
he's
quiet.
I mean, I don't know if he's true or not, if it's true or not, they can't be non-competitive. So the bottom line is he's iffy. I would say, I can't imagine anybody like, I think the Patriots are going to be very Gerard Mayo patient.
Do you have a kid, though, that really wants
him? Susan and I were
gone.
Just discussing that. Do you think they'll be?
A million percent.
I don't think that Robert is likely to give it one and done.
Never. I don't think at all. I think they in their gut, they will trust with Gerard Mayo.
And even if they don't, they're going to give him time.
Does Antonio Pierce get got in Vegas? What does Mark do here?
I was going to say, why don't you get Tom Brady on the line? Check out with him.
Think he really will have that say? Davis will turn to Tom and say, should we fire our coach?
I don't know that he's going to have final say or ultimate say or dispositive say, but do I think that his say is going to be considered and weighed absolutely positively? Okay. And it should be. It should be.
Right.
So I do think he's going to offer input. I do think his input is going to be factored into the decision. I don't know what that decision will be, but I do think Tom will have considerable input into it.
I don't think anybody's getting fired in the NFC West. I don't think the Bucks are going to do in Todd Bowles. I don't believe because obviously the Falcons aren't going to change their coach, and the Carolina Panthers aren't going to change their coach. And you're not going to. I mean, Eberflus, I think, might get got in Chicago.
Unfortunately,
if I'm them, I call up Ben Johnson, the offensive coordinator of the Lions, and say how much. How much?
I think a lot of people will call him.
But wasn't he rumored before to be their head coach anyway?
He had a shot, I don't think.
Didn't he pull himself out of
consideration for all job, for the Washington Commanders job? Right. And everyone's like, wow, you're not going to take the Jaden Daniels pick? And everybody was really surprised by that. And he went back to Detroit, and they are the beneficiaries of that for sure. But I do believe that the Bears might make that move. And you hear rumblings from fans pissed off about Zach Taylor right now in Cincinnati.
Well,
but there's one guy.
Listen to Jamar Chase.
Well, I understand that. But let me ask you this question, Amy, because I remember my owner's meetings from back in the day where you used to scare the crap out of me when you and Al Davis used to walk in and it sounded like the Imperial March was your music when you walked
I like
in.
That.
There's one owner in the National Football League who would pay dead money to a coach over his dead body. And I think his name is Mike Brown. And well, any Bengals fan that thinks, well, they got to get rid of Zach Taylor. How long, I'll go straight to camera here. How long did you think they held on to Marvin Lewis too long? A long time. Because they weren't going to pay him any debt. Like, that's not happening in Cincinnati.
And I don't know that it should happen. It shouldn't happen. I don't know that it should happen. But
this is not, when we have these conversations, it makes me feel a little uncomfortable because we all know here, these are families.
Correct.
We're talking about.
You don't ever want to wish this on anyone.
Right. And we're talking about people's jobs as if it's just like, you know, do they play a 3-4 defense or not? Like, and it's uncomfortable to have that conversation. So none of this is coming into the what should be
correct.
Done.
Correct.
Because
it's what will be done.
Because that's the way it always is. How many times are you surprised by that coach got fired? Really? They're going to fire that person? It makes no sense why they would do that.
Well, because
happens
you need
all
to,
the time.
You need to ask and answer and do what? If you are going to let your coach go and you don't have an answer to and do what,
right.
That is at least as good as the status quo or not better, then what are you doing?
Correct. So, but that said, Belichick's sitting out there and he'll have his choice as opposed to last January. Vrabel is sitting out there.
Who gets a job first, Vrabel or Belichick?
I think Belichick will.
But how come there was a stink on him last year, but now there isn't?
It's because of the way it all ended in New England with Mac Jones and with Bailey Zappi and with the fact that it just looked as if it was dated, the way that his approach was dated, and it looked terrible, absolutely awful. And if you want to bring him in off of that, it would be a little bit more difficult to explain to a fan base, I imagine. And now he's everywhere and he's shown off his personality and he's shown off. Are you laughing that I use the word dated when it comes to Bill? Is that what I'm trying to figure out what's going on in that brain of yours right now.
So in the back of my head, I thought to myself, that's like when jeans go out of style.
Yeah.
And you think, I would never wear those jeans again.
And now they're all
those
back
in
style.
Those are so ridiculous. They look ridiculous. Then you're like, ooh, I just paid X amount of dollars for those same jeans that looked ridiculous last year.
Perfect.
So I just equated Bill Belichick
to a pair of jeans
with fashion.
There you go.
I really like that you did that.
Thank you.
That was creative. You know, you said one thing only that has surprised me.
Okay.
And again, I don't
Everything else has been boring?
No, surprised, meaning everything's fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. But I was surprised. And again, I don't wish termination. I don't wish firing on anyone. But I'm surprised by what you said about the Giants. I would think that Mara would be giving thought to making changes at GM and head coach.
Agreed. I think there's going to be a wholesale change. I think this is so egregious.
I think he
so
doesn't want to do that at all. He knows churning is bad. It's bad for and certainly he looks at his co-tenant. That's all that guy does is churn. And he doesn't want to be equated to the Jets where, every 2-3 years we're going to change general managers and coaches. Daboll's a good coach. There were guys wide open over the place in Munich, and the quarterback was missing it.
That's true. Okay. So maybe with a stronger, but then what are they going to do?
That's what I'm saying. But the general manager, he unfortunately, and I hate bringing this up because I want teams to do Hard Knocks, and you know NFL Films is never out to get anybody, but that Hard Knocks series where we watched the disintegration of Saquon Barkley's conversations with the Giants and relationship with the Giants. We watched it all play out in real time. We were flies on the wall. And the number of times you would just sit there and go, how are they thinking that? How is this a conversation? You hear Joe Shane say, we don't pay a $40 million a year quarterback to hand off to a $20 million a year running back. Well,
yeah, they didn't hold up very well.
The problem with that is it's just like you're screaming at the screen. Well, your quarterback shouldn't have been $40 million. You shouldn't have that guy, you know. But again, we're not running teams. We're not having that pressure. We're not looking at caps and capologists and owners wondering what is going on. That said, you know, I don't think John Mara wants to do it. I don't think he wants to do it. I think he would love to have the Giants finish up, even if it blows up their draft positioning. The one thing they weren't going to do is have Daniel Jones take another snap for this team. And the one thing that would have
and
been a
risk
problem
the guaranteed
was,
money.
Is yep. if he had gotten hurt.
Correct. And by the way, teams factor that in all the time, as well they should.
It's what happened with Russell Wilson last year, right. even though, you know, Sean Payton was like, oh, he can come back. We'll pay him the money. Right. Like, nah.
But again, I credit to John Mara for doing right by Daniel Jones. Sure. That when he said, I'm not going to you're not going to be played anymore. And he said, I want out. Okay, we're going to release you. And I have a lot of respect for that.
I'm babysitting the clock because unlike most guests, I know what your schedule is coming up, and I want to get you out of here. We have a top five list.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we have a top five list because we wanted to take advantage of it being a family week, time to spend time with family.
Yes.
And the Har Bowl. So we came up with our top five family situations in the NFL and maybe beyond. Would you like to?
What do you mean by situations?
All five are sports.
Okay. Yeah.
Situations like siblings.
Okay. Dads and sons and whatever.
We went to siblings.
Okay, so what do you have now? What
let's start with number five.
You have the answers, or you want?
We'd like your input. We have our thoughts. You can give us your input.
You see, Don puts a graphic up.
What am I doing here? Just like, let's, you want me to how about you give it, and you want me to comment? Is that what it is?
Kind of, but okay. I thought this was going to go differently.
Welcome to What the Football.
I thought this was going to go differently. All right, number five. The Long family.
Yeah, right.
The Long family.
Okay, very good.
We have several Longs. We have a dad and sons.
And two
but
kids.
Chris and Kyle Long.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Look at this photograph.
Isn't that
what
wonderful?
Says Thanksgiving more than this photograph?
It's great.
A grandson, Howie, Chris, and Kyle.
I mean, Howie's so famous. Even my mom, who was over this week, looked up at the screen and saw him on Sunday and goes, I know him. He looks older. That's what
is that Howie?
Meanwhile,
Moore?
I will
Howie
say Long. That the most yeah. impressive member of that family is missing. That would be Diane Long.
That's
I went
true.
To law school with her.
That's true.
Number Chris, four, Don okay. Cheat. Tell me who it was.
Okay.
Oh, was it the Kelseys? I think it's the Kelseys or number four.
That's low.
Well, wait till you see
we
who
have two great
low.
People, Rich.
Okay.
I mean, okay, right. We've got Super Bowls okay. amongst them, right?
Very good, yeah.
They are
yeah.
high quality caliber brothers.
Good players, yes. both of them, each mm-hmm. of them in their own respect.
I okay. Who's number three?
But we maybe even have some relationships that are even stronger.
Okay.
Number three.
Yeah, what do you got on the list?
I know, Don. I'm just laughing at Rich. The Harbaughs.
Okay.
We did this because...
Yeah, they are.
Amy, you want to explain why you wanted to go with them higher than the Kelseys?
Look what they've done. I mean,
okay.
they're both coaching, and they both coach at a very, very high level, and they're both successful, and they both do what the best coaches do. They bring out the best in their players.
Okay.
There's a lot of production quality to this, Rich.
Yeah, there is.
Just so you know. So what's don't number, smirk over there.
What's, I'm not smirking.
Number two.
Yeah.
You want to take a guess?
Where are the Mannings in this thing?
The Mannings are number two.
They're number two.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now, I just so you know, I would have put Harbaugh's. I would have put Harbaugh's atop the Mannings.
I thought you said no. No, you did say you. What,
that was before I had my drink.
I said no. You said yes. Why would you put the Harbaugh's above the Mannings? They won so much more.
That's true.
And they have Archie.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's true. That's true. Fair
and Olivia.
Enough.
Don't forget Olivia.
I didn't go to law school
Cooper,
with her.
Arch.
Yeah, how could you put the Harbaughs over the Mannings?
So who's number one?
Venus and Serena, Rich.
Oh, you're going tennis. Yeah.
30 Grand Slam titles.
Can you name
Venus
better
seven.
Siblings?
Wow.
Serena with 23.
Look at you.
14 doubles Grand Slams together. And then I looked up how much money they are worth and how much they've won. A combined $400
million. Million dollars.
And I just thought, we were looking in
they the, are at
we're
the
talking,
top.
We're like,
okay.
Screw it. Let's put the
okay, I'm going to add another to the list.
Well, but before
in the
we
spirit
do that,
of Thanksgiving.
Are we renaming this pod What the Tennis? WTT?
No, Rich, we're not.
Okay.
Okay. I have another sports family to add okay. to that list.
Good to know.
I got okay. Del Tufo last.
I'm going to be a little mushy here.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, okay.
Susie Schuster
right,
and
let's
Rich
keep going.
Eisen.
Oh, God. So I would normally
I
ask you.
I just tried to be mushy. It's Thanksgiving
not,
it's
not
week.
Work.
I'm trying
I'm
to be England. Gracious.
I'm
I got
mushy.
Shut
she,
up.
She hasn't no. drunk enough yet for
no,
that.
No, but I also, I'm not that. I'm mushy when it comes to dogs.
That's dog it. Okay, honestly, when it comes right. to dogs.
Dogs.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
I would normally take this time to say, so what are you doing for Thanksgiving? But I know what you're doing
working.
For Thanksgiving.
What else? But it's all good.
That's it. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for coming by. What are
I'm
you
not
doing?
Talking because I have to sneeze.
Uh-oh.
So I'm trying not to sneeze.
Rich, what are you most thankful for? This?
You, sweetheart.
I know.
And our children.
Thanks for watching this edition.
And,
just
and,
kidding.
And everything that's going on. just very much so.
We're thankful for everybody out there watching us. We really are.
Because yes,
we could be doing so many other things. You're listening to us. You're watching us. You're sending in ideas for us. And I really appreciate it. So I want to say thank you to you, Rich, for being you.
Thank you. Same
to
you.
I do have one question for you.
Uh-huh.
Are my Cal Bears going to go to a bowl?
No. I don't know. Actually, I'm just
He's got no idea.
I have no idea. I have no
idea. When
it comes
to college football,
he cares
he's
about
so
one
Michigan
team,
myopic,
one team.
And that's
And you know the colors are the same, so.
Pretty much.
That.
Yeah. We're both institutions
both
of
good
very
academic,
high learning.
Yes, very good academic
institutions. I don't know the answer about it, but there's good luck to you.
There's a Cal fight cheer that we spell out California, and whenever my husband hears that, he's like, you guys seem so proud that you can actually spell California.
Hey, Columbia won the Ivy League. I'm just going to share that with you guys.
Congratulations.
What? Are you kidding me? Thanks to Don Bowie.
Yes.
Because we are thankful for him steering the ship every single week.
Yes,
and
thank you, Don.
Can you imagine being the person who has to be in charge of Susie
Awful.
May?
What a mess.
Don's
what a hot
he's
mess.
A saint. He roots for them.
Every
as
week
well.
He's so
he's
patient.
He's probably drinking back
Love
there.
Love you, Don
really
Bowie.
Incredible.
Have a great Thanksgiving. Thanks for having me on With the Football.
Am I going to see you?
Yeah.
Good to know. You're like, have a great Thanksgiving. As if I'm not going to like,
okay.
See you tonight at home.
I'll see you tonight.
Let's not go further than
what's
that, people.
What's your favorite dish? Oh, Jesus Christ, Amy. Dirty bird, you. Good Lord. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish, Rich, since I'll be the one serving it?
That's it. We're done.
Oh, wait, I have to tell you one more thing.
What?
Remember last week on the show when you were talking about turkeys and we were addressing the fact that I'm a vegetarian?
I don't remember 25
okay,
minutes
so
ago.
So my nephew, Cedric, listens to every What the Football, and he focused on the fact that we talked about turkeys, and I noted again that I'm a vegetarian, but I could eat an ice cream turkey. And he sent me a picture that Baskin Robbins, I never mention a company's name unless they sponsor us. You better sponsor us, Baskin Robbins. They're making a giant turkey-shaped ice cream.
You're kidding.
I'm going to get it.
Let's get it for next week.
It's a giant turkey-shaped. I tried to get it this morning, but they weren't open.
Do you know,
she's talking turkey ice cream. You're swatting the flies on the mic stand. All right, that'll wrap it up. I have one last thing to say.
Oh, God.
Chimera. To everybody.
Thanks for taking in this edition Chimera. Of What the Football.
Drink.
Sorry it got a little crazy, but, you know, it's bound to happen.
See you next week.
Have a great, great holiday, everybody.
Best wishes to all.
Hey, it's Rich Eisen here. Join me and my compadre, Chris Brockman, every Monday on the Overreaction Monday podcast.
Rich, Jameis has taken the Browns to the playoffs.
Dude, why can't they win 7-8 games to finish the year?
Why not?
I'm not saying there's no why not, but this is a definitive statement that's clearly an overreaction and is perfect fodder for a show like this one. I appreciate you coming out of the gate hot. Come react or overreact with us. Overreaction Monday, wherever you listen. It's game over.
Over, man.